David Mobile.
W4DJWK and 4BWA. Before you went to get that phone call, what I was going to tell you was Andrew has already very politely, with all humbleness, requested that any time we go fly, he wants us to let him know.
So good. We add him to that list we already have, the Gearhart's on, you, me, and Gearhart, and we add him to that list, and then when we go fly, we just notify that list.
Well, in the meantime, we got to get some decent flying weather. So I really am hoping tomorrow afternoon, before the rain rolls in on Thursday, and they are still talking about some rain on Thursday, I'm really hoping we're going to have some reasonable air Wednesday afternoon.
After that, I'll take a break. I'm working on getting my stepper motor driver wired up with a Raspberry Pi so that I can do a 360 degree scanning, you know, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Okay, and then we'll make a dozen of them and put them in a dozen different locations and have them talk to each other through the internet.
What? That's pretty aggressive. That's cool.
Spots like your location. You know, people that live in a high spot and have internet access.
That'd be great. I'll volunteer my tower for that.
So the prototype probably could go at your house then.
Well, sure. Yeah, I've got wireless internet. I know I've got range out there. You know the she shed where I used to have my shack?
Yeah.
I have solid enough signal out there where I can stream TV.
It's something like an attic where it can spin 360 degrees. Spin a Yagi that's about a 4 foot square, 360 degrees over and over and over again.
Need to be inside protected from the elements?
I mean, we're going to build a prototype and then we can build multiples of that and they can be more resilient. That's going to be the prototype is going to be made on my CNC machine, which I'm going to make that out of wood. And then once we get all the details ironed out, we can transfer that over to aluminum or something like that, something that's more weatherproof and weighs less and easier to produce.
All right, that sounds good. But yeah, as far as my place goes, we'll use my place as a prototype. Matter of fact, I've got a huge area in my attic we can set it up. I just don't know what the reception in the attic would be.
Don't know what the what would be?
The receivability.
When you did the simplex net.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Okay. Well, and if we can make it to where it's an exterior grade, I've got a mast already set up on the top of that she shed that would get it up to probably 25 feet off of the ground, 20 feet off the ground, and it would work great.
Little effort to get a spinning Yagi that far off the ground and have it dependable over time. You know what I mean?
Well, and here's the thing. If you put just the antenna and the revolving mechanism on the mast and then put the rest of the device inside the she shed, that would protect it. So that might be a consideration. We just pulled up in my front yard, and I have got a huge Tom out there throwing his fan. I mean, he's got his tail feathers spread out probably 2 feet wide. That's the beatenest thing I've seen in a while.
It's yesterday going up to Mount Pisgah. On the side of the road, there was a big tom like that and several different hens that were just running around him. And he was strutting his stuff, man. He was all full bloom and hens everywhere.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to take a picture of him and text you a picture. He is huge.
Protected, aren't they? You can only hunt those like 1 or 2 days a year.
30 days, and hunting season is right now. Oh, man, he's calling. He's calling. He's out there doing up a storm. Good Lord, take that right there, honey. I want to send that to Dave. Right on you, and I will talk to you soon. I'm going to grab a picture of this guy.
All right, well, I'll be home by the time you're done with that because I'm turning in a subdivision. Anyway, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. K4BWA, W4DJW.
W4DJW, K4BWA, clear.
Is that LK Mobile?
Form 2 Tango Mobile.
LK Mobile.
I was cussing at, fussing at one of y'all's home delivery people yesterday.
Second. Anybody that says home delivery, that's FedEx. We're everybody's delivery.
I'm about one of the little small trucks that delivers out in the neighborhoods and everything. I have had a new radio in process getting to me. It was supposed to be delivered yesterday, and I happened to be, had to be at rehearsal at before 5:30, and he got to my house at 5:40, and then because it needs a signature, he took it back with him, and now I've got to go to the UPS store in Duncan to pick it up this afternoon.
Started that thing where they drop them off at places a few years ago. I've never had to deal with that because I was out of doing that before they started it, but I don't like that because generally, you could make plans to be there the next day instead of driving. You know, those places aren't always close to where you are.
Not that far away. I mean, it's just up there on 290, and I can be up there in about 15 minutes if and off the store. And I go to the Publix that's in the same shopping center, so not really that big a deal. It's just the fact that I didn't know I was going to have a signature. I thought they'd just leave it, but then I saw when I got home that there was a note stuck to the door, and it says, signature needed, so it's going to be here. And I thought they were going to drop it by yesterday, but no, they weren't going to, it's not going to be dropped back out there until today.
I thought they delivered them that evening, or dropped them off. They should just come back to your house that, you know, they're going to have to re-deliver it. Yeah, that's up to the shipper, though. If they send it signature required, there's nothing the driver can do about it.
I'll be back to you in a few minutes, Shane. I got to pull up underneath a metal top, and it's going to have air here on my antenna. Catch you shortly. W2T right now, clear.
Talk to you later. And hello, Chandler. N4ZLK.
Shane, how are you this morning?
Just driving through, headed towards Easley to make a delivery. How about yourself?
All right. They told me I didn't have a midday route to do today on the school bus, so I'm going to go check with somebody else in the district about transferring to a different job that's full-time and pays me a little more.
Mike, I hope that works out for you. There's nothing wrong with trying to upgrade your employment and your pay benefits and all that. That's always a good thing to try to do better.
Sure.
I've been with Chad this morning on net etiquette, whatever. You sounded really good. You're making a fine ham radio operator.
Sure, I really appreciate it.
I know you are, but I'm grateful there's a lot of people around that are willing to help out and give people tips and just do it in a real nice, teachable way. Because there are some people that can come across and not so nice and teachable. So I'm glad everybody's taking care of you.
Me too.
And Chandler, did you get out and enjoy the weather?
Yeah, I got out on Sunday evening. evening, I went to go see my brother and my two nephews. And let me just say, we had a blast. We had a real fun time. My nephew Waylon got him a brand new DD gun, and he was itching for somebody to come watch and shoot it. And then I outshot him one time, and he got jealous. It was funny.
My wife and I went hiking on Sunday. It was a trail that goes under the base of Caesar's Head. At one point, we were looking almost right up the mountain, right up to the base of Caesar's Head. And it was, I hiked it a couple weekends ago with my son, and I took her on it. And it was a job. We took the dog with us, and I think she got more worn out than both of us did.
Well, that's good. How steep was the incline?
To climb, like, with using our hands. There's a couple places we grabbed some trees. But it dropped, going in, it dropped from about 2,600 feet down to 1,300 feet. So coming back up, there was one stretch which came up about 1,000 feet over, I don't know how far, but it wasn't straight up, but it was still, like, walking up a bunch of steps and things like that.
I went up and hiked 9 times up here in Pickens, and we was going to climb some rocks all the way to the very top of the mountain. I think it's called Big Rock Mountain, but I'm not sure. But I couldn't do it. I didn't wear the right shoes that day. The rocks were getting kind of tough and hard, and I'm not a very experienced hiker, neither is my mom, so we just decided to go as high as we could and then turn around and come back, and it was still fun. It was just exhausting physically.
Oh yeah, well, that sounds like a good decision. You got to know your limits, and a lot of people get hurt trying to push too hard, trying to go places where they either are not trained for or not physically able to. So we were about at our limit by the time we got done with that hike. It wasn't treacherous or anything, just a lot of climbing, and there were a lot of rocks and, to climb over. Had to help the dog come up on one of them. She tried to hop up and didn't quite make it. So the next time she tried, I had to grab her and pull her up.
This is Station Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. Sir ID was November 4, Zed, Lima Kilo.
KO 4 NUE monitoring Sector 1.
KDWZ monitoring.
Chatter, good morning. N4 ZLK. See if I got it. I'm going to go ahead and let you go because I'm not far from where I'm going. But it's good to hear you this morning. And I hope you have a good day. And I'll be back on here again not too long, I'm sure. But I hope you tell me again if my radio checks out okay. I put a new end on this microphone cord, and I want to make sure everything sounds good. Over.
A little bit of noise, but you are fully audible, and I can understand everything you're saying. You're hitting the repeater very well.
Maybe it's working then. I hope it's as clear as it was before. It's the first time I put one of those ends on the microphone cord. All right, Chandler, I'll talk to you later, and hope you have a good day. KO4WWZ from N4ZLK.
Good increase, Shane. KO4HKX, KO4WWZ. KO4HKX, KO4WWZ. KO4WWZ, any station available for a QSO? Station, any station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. Whiskey Zulu Mobile.